Now, it's time for the Cromwell Radio Football Fridays pregame show.
Good evening and welcome to week 8 of the high school football season. After tonight, there will only be 1 week left for teams to get into the playoffs. Some teams have already qualified, some teams could qualify tonight, and some are looking to play spoiler. I'm Eric Fry, joined by Todd Stapleton and Lane Blickham as we preview some of the area games. Let's start with the South Central Conference, and for that, we go to Todd Stapleton.
Thanks, Eric. Taking a look at the South Central Conference for tonight. One of the biggest games will be the Vandals at Pena. The Vandals come in 6-1 on the season. Pena is 7-0. Vandals coach Jason Clay says they will have their hands full with the Panthers tonight.
Good, complete football team. They play special teams well. That kids can kick the ball and they cover well. Obviously, defensively, they fly around. They do a lot of blitzing from different directions, try to disguise coverages and things. So we definitely have our hands full. But, you know, we feel like we've improved and we feel like we have a great chance.
So the 6-1 Vandals at the 7-0 Pena Panthers tonight. You can catch that game on 107.1 FM WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com. Other games in the South Central Conference for tonight, 6-1 Carlinville will be at 3-4 Piesaw Southwestern. 2-5 Gillespie will be at 4-3 Greenville tonight. Hillsboro is 5-2. They've lost their last two after getting off to a 5-0 start. They'll be at 0-7 Litchfield tonight, and 1-6 Staunton will be at 1-6 Roxana for tonight. So the matchups for tonight, the Vandals 6-1 at 7-0 Pena. 6-1 Carlinville is at Piesaw Southwestern. Southwestern is 3-4 on the season. Gillespie is 2-5 at Greenville, 4-3. Greenville trying to become playoff eligible tonight. Hillsboro 5-2 on the season at 0-7 Litchfield. Staunton is 1-6. They are at 1-6 Roxana. That's a look at the South Central Conference. I'm Todd Stapleton.
Thanks, Todd. Now let's look at the games in the Effingham area. Let's start with Effingham Hearts, who will try to rebound from last week's tough loss to Mattoon, 41-19. Effingham had too many turnovers to compete against the Green Wave. It doesn't get any easier for the Hearts as they host Mount Zion this week. Mount Zion is coming off a 48-14 win against Salem. Mount Zion is currently 6-1 in the season and have already locked up a playoff berth. Effingham currently sits at 3-4 and needs to win out in order to have a chance at making the playoffs. Can Terrence Hill carry the Hearts to a victory? Find out as Effingham takes on Mount Zion on 105.5 and 100.5 Jack FM. In other area action, it is Cumberland Pirates with a make-or-break game as well. The Pirates are coming off a 46-6 win against Tri-County last week. The win was Cumberland's fourth in a row. Cumberland is currently 4-3 on the season, but more importantly, 4-0 in conference play. However, they will be facing a tough Villa Grove team who is coming off a 52-28 loss to Oblong. Villa Grove is 3-4 on the season and 3-1 in conference play. If Cumberland gets the win tonight, they will wrap up the conference championship and an automatic playoff berth. Cumberland at Villa Grove can be heard on WCRA 96.3 and 99.5 FM. Now with a look at the northern portion of the listing area, here's Lane Blickham.
Thank you very much. We'll begin in the Central Illinois Conference, where Warrensburg-Latham is 4-3, and they'll travel to Clinton. The Maroons have a record of 3-4, so a big swing game for each team. Clinton trying to keep its playoff hopes alive, while Warrensburg-Latham trying to become playoff eligible. Sullivan-Okaw Valley is 3-4, and they'll need a win at St. Teresa. A tall task to be sure. The Bulldogs come in 6-1. 0-7 Meridian travels to one of the best teams in Class 1A. Tuscola. The Warriors are 7-0 and looking strong so far after a win last week over St. Teresa. Shelbyville tries to clinch a playoff spot. They are 5-2. They'll travel to Central A&M. The Raiders need a win to keep their playoff hopes alive. They come in at 3-4. That's what's happening around the Central Illinois Conference. Let's go to the LOVC Northwest Division, where Sangamon Valley and Arcola square off in Arcola tonight. Both teams 5-2, so each trying to clinch a playoff spot. Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond comes in 2-5 to their game against Cerro Gordo Bement. The Broncos, after a very strong seasons in the past handful of years, having a 1-6 season so far here in 2016. And what will be the LOVC Northwest Division Conference Championship game? LSA 6-1 on the road at 7-0 Argentia Orientia. Moving now to the Little Oka Valley Conference Southeast Division, Martinsville comes in 1-6. They'll host 4-3 Oblong tonight, so a big game for the Oblong Panthers trying to become playoff eligible. Also tonight, the Cumberland Pirates can clinch the conference title if they can beat Villa Grove Heritage on the road. The Blue Devils come in 3-4 overall. Cumberland is 4-3, but unbeaten in conference play so far. It'll be senior night in Oakland as the Tri-County Titans host the Palestine Hudsonville Pioneers. Each team bring the same record into tonight's action, 1-6 overall. 1-3 in conference play. Tri-County coming off a loss last week to Cumberland 46-6, while Palestine Hudsonville got in the win column for the first time a week ago with an 18-8 win over Martinsville. Tri-County and Palestine Hudsonville can be heard on Classic Rock 92 on the Axe and online at myradiolink.com. Shifting now to the northern side of the Apollo Conference, the Charleston Trojans try and snap a 5-game losing streak. They'll take on the Salem Wildcats tonight. Salem is 1-6. Charleston and Salem can be heard on Victory 103.9 and online as well at myradiolink.com. The Mattoon Green Wave come into this week's action with a record of 4-3. They'll be on the road tonight at 6-1 Taylorville. Head coach Troy Johnson was pleased with his team's defensive effort in last week's win over Effingham.
Real proud of the defense. I thought those kids did a great job. You know, we were rotating some personnel and things, and all those kids that were rotating in did a great job. And, you know, we were doing some situational substitutions, and our kids stayed on the ball, and we didn't have any issues with too many men on the field or not enough men on the field. And I just thought our kids did a great job.
And balance on the offensive attack was good to see as well.
You got to have both. You got to have the ability to do both if you want to win football games, because defensively people are going to try to take something away. And so they were trying to take the run away, and I thought offensively we did a good job. A number of kids over there catching the ball and running, and obviously Nick. I thought Nick did a great job up there, and protection was pretty good.
Mattoon can become playoff eligible if they can knock off only once beaten Taylorville tonight. That game can be heard on 101.3 WMCI and online at myradiolink.com. For the Cromwell Radio Group pregame show, I'm Lane Blickham.
Thanks, Lane. Now let's look at some of the other area action. In Little Oka Valley action, it is 1-6 Martinsville hosting 4-3 Oblong. 5-2 Sagamon Valley travels to 5-2 Arcola. 6-1 Decatur Lutheran heads to 7-0 Argentum, which should be a great game. And 2-5 Arthur Lovington travels to 1-6 Cerro Gordo. In Little Lanai Conference action, it will be 3-4 Red Hill taking on 3-4 Lawrenceville. 1-6 Casey travels to 6-1 Marshall. 5-2 Flora travels to 3-4 Carlisle. 1-6 Paris hosts 1-6 Robinson. And 7-0 Newton travels to 4-3 Olney. Finally, in Central Illinois Conference play, 3-4 Clinton hosts 4-3 Warrensburg. 3-4 Sullivan travels to 6-1 Decatur St. Teresa. 7-0 Tuscola looks to maintain their undefeated record as they host 0-7 Macon. And 3-4 Moequa hosts 5-2 Shelbyville. Well, that will do it for the Cromwell Radio pregame show. For Todd Stapleton and Lane Blickham, I am Eric Fry. Thanks for listening, and enjoy all the great football action.